Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by HTS. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delmarva for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit them at htsav.net. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Tom.
How's it going, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. I know you're a busy guy, so I appreciate it. What's happening?
Not too much. Been busy. Season's picking up.
Well, we were just talking a little bit before. I thought it'd be fun to have you on because, first of all, it's probably been almost about a year since I came to you.
Yeah.
I was like, Jordan, I need help.
Thinking of a podcast, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to do a podcast. And, you know, I think with anything, I'm sure some of the stuff you've done or tried, you know, we come up with an idea and it sounds exciting, and then you get on the path, and then, you know, the path is broken.
Right.
And there's a river running.
You stayed on it, man. It's been a whole year.
Well, yeah. You know, and you come to those points, and then, you know, you have to reach out. And you helped me for free, which I appreciate. And it was a big step because, you know, sometimes those little things can really throw you off and really discourage you enough to be like, frick it, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And you were a big help, and I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, man, of course. It looks like you've beefed up your equipment quite a bit, too.
Yeah.
I think you had an external recorder, and now you got a whole mixer and microphones and everything else, your proper setup.
Well, for those maybe thinking about podcasting, the stuff that I have isn't really that expensive. Or it's not, you know, it's not too... I think you could probably podcast with a lot less. In fact, when I started, I had just this handheld mic.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
But, you know, at some point you want to try to do, when people come on, it's funny, you almost have to be respected for people to be interested in coming on to a podcast. And if you don't look slightly professional, I don't want people to be discouraged and think that represents us through and through 100%.
Right.
So I thought it'd be fun, you know, I'd like to actually learn about what you do because I know and we can talk a little. I can share a little bit of my story as far as just social media. You know, there was a time when you had a business. It didn't require hundreds of pictures. It didn't require hashtagging. It didn't require adding. It didn't require Instagram and Facebook. The guy down the way a bit, Titanic Pizza, fantastic guys. Mm-hmm. Couldn't ask for a better group of people. Fantastic product, delicious pizza. And I said, when are you going to get your Facebook going? And he's like, we're not worried about Facebook. I'm like, dude, you have to have Facebook now. It just is, even if you don't want to do anything with it, if I want to share my experience there, and I have to tag you.
Yeah, it's free content for them. They definitely should.
Yeah.
We actually had a conversation about it.
You did talk to him?
We did talk to him. Doug with Modern Mortgage down here walked down to them, talked to them, went in, and he thought I was trying to sell him a house at first. So he was really standoffish and kind of like pushing me away and very much like, we're not interested. Just leave kind of thing. And then he finally found out I was marketing. So I put together a package, showed him what to do, yada, yada. He really didn't have any familiarity of like how to add anything or what Facebook really was.
Right.
Same with Google. I mean, all these things that are really important. So if you want to put all your time and energy into two things, it should be Google and Facebook.
Right.
Twitter, Instagram, everything like that can fall by the wayside for a little bit, but get really good at those two things. And so I was really talking to him a little bit about it, and I gave him a quote, and then...
Nothing. Well, so crickets. I went over there and set their Facebook up for him. Because I just felt bad. I'm like, dude, I got to, you know, what can I do? Let me help. Mm-hmm. And Facebook, it was weird. I set it up, and then it just couldn't be found. I don't know if Facebook takes a while. I don't recall that, but I guess maybe now when you set up a business page on Facebook, it must take a few days.
It's you can't even, because I was in there, I think, a week or two after they started the Facebook, I guess, whenever you would have gone in. And I tried to search for it on Facebook, and you have to do, like, Titanic Pizzeria Lewis, or Milton. If you do Titanic Pizza, it won't come up. Titanic Pizza Milton, it won't come up.
It's
Titanic
coming up.
Pizzeria,
it's
Milton.
Coming up now.
Yeah.
But like even when I, you know, I set it up for him, and I went through the steps. I mean, it's not my first rodeo, and I set it up, and then it's coming up, but it says it's 5,900 miles away.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
What's going on there? So I guess the whole point is, you know, the times have changed.
Yeah.
When I opened the salon 10 years ago, I don't want to say I was. You know, trailblazer, but I definitely was into posting a lot of pictures of hair, a lot of pictures of product, a lot of interaction with the people. I mean, we built a great page for the salon. Very informative people. I think it was a big reason that the salon actually succeeded some point. You really? Know? I mean, it's doing fine.
Yeah.
But I think it, you see it, and that was 10 years ago. Now everybody's doing it, which is great. But, you know, with like everything, we can make it even more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And you said throw Instagram to the side, that which was surprising because I feel like that one almost is a pretty important. Maybe when you come back around.
Yeah, well, it is important. But if you're just starting out with a business, let's say Titanic Pizzeria,
right?
You know, he's like, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, you know, all these different things. It's like, no, just get really good at two things. If you spread yourself too thin across everything all at once, you're going to get lost in all the platforms.
Yes.
Put all your time and energy into the most important one, which arguably is Facebook right now for the demographic in this area especially, and Google, because that's what everybody uses to find things. Put your time and energy into those two, get really good at them, and then go to Instagram and Twitter and all the other
well,
ones.
Maybe you can explain how, because I'm not even sure how to get good at Google.
Okay.
I don't even, now I'm going to be like all sad all day because I've really dropped the Google ball.
Well, so Google, I mean, obviously it's how people find you organically. If they don't know you, they find you that way. Even if they do know you, they should be able to find you. And so you need to, a lot of that's your website, and a lot of that's actually your video content, because Google owns YouTube, obviously, right?
Right.
So all the videos you put on YouTube need to be kind of characterized and worded in a way that understands how people are going to be finding you. So instead of, you know, let's say you do a time lapse of a haircut, you want to start doing videos on that just to show process and, mm-hmm. and everything like that. You wouldn't say, like, you know, Annie got a haircut today, yada, yada. It's like, you know, you would expect people to want to find, like, what type of haircut that would be. She did a color, she did this, she did this. She had a very technical terms or very search-friendly terms. Use that as your title. Use that within the paragraph, because Google will take that, look for that information. And people said, you know, hairstylist Milton, if those words are in your video and you're using that constantly, getting traffic on those, your Google results are going to go towards the top. And this is just organic stuff, because you can get into PPC, which is pay-per-click, paying essentially for certain AdWords. People search for something, you'll see like the first three or four results. When you Google anything, it'll say ad in the top left corner real small.
Yeah.
People are paying for those words and that you use to search for them, and then their results are getting towards the top there. So it's really understanding how people are using the search algorithm.
Right.
Search engine, and then really kind of manipulating the algorithm to in your favor.
See, and my biggest problem, I think, because it is what it is, but I'm the guy that's like, oh my gosh, having a lot of fun. You know, we did some cool videos with Rob Waters mm-hmm. early in the salon.
Yeah, Rob's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But we did the Bubble Bandit. We released a shampoo that didn't have, it was a lather-free shampoo, so we did this Bubble Bandit. Someone stole all the bubbles in town. And we did, what was the other one? Another one basically talking about how, you know, people can be too blonde in the winter. And it was really, you know, I look back in it now, and I don't think I used those specific words like color, new stylist, Milton. I think it was more like the Bubble Bandit, you know.
Right.
So I probably didn't do myself any favors. At the time, it wasn't so tricky.
Yeah, and certainly there are trends. So if you use that video and it becomes, you know, a viral sensation locally, you know, people are going to find it. It's like, where's the Bubble Bandit? Okay, it's here, it's here, it's here. But, you know, in the description of general videos, if you're, you know, run-of-the-mill evergreen content, you know, the more you can understand how people are going to find you, the better.
Right.
And also understanding how to really give that back to your audience. So if your audience now, it's going to captivate them by using a particular wording or headline. Use that while also kind of, you know, it's a push and pull kind of.
Well, and it makes sense. I mean, it kind of removes ego, so to speak. I mean, you can, you know, Matt used to always say, you want to have a hamburger stand? It should say best hamburgers ever. That should be the name of the place. If that's taken, then start working your
way
down.
That's a good point, and that's the way to do your videos. So instead of, you know, hey, we're here flipping burgers today, it's best hamburgers ever, because that's what people are searching for. They want to know what's the best hamburger ever.
I'll look at, like, Pearl Jam videos, and this one will say best quality ever. I'm like, huh. All right, I'll check it.
It gets you, right?
A little clickbaity.
It's the cover. It's clickbaity, but, you know, it's that fine balance because, the more you do it, the more people are kind of pushing back on that, not wanting to click on it. But then you get the nice covers, the thumbnails that are engaging. It's like, you'll never believe what happened when I did this. It's like, I want to know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the video is about. There's a natural curiosity you can kind of satisfy with covers and headlines and everything like that, and Google knows that and appreciates that.
Can a business make it these days without Google and Facebook?
It depends on the business. So if you're talking the service industry, I would say no.
Right.
Anything, service, restaurants, anything like that, no. If it's a referral-based thing or, you know, BB's not on Google.
Of course.
People are going to go to BB anyways. But it's absolutely necessary. And it's actually becoming absolutely necessary for Facebook as well, because you know, Google reviews are a big thing, but social proof is even more important. And you know, circles or a sphere of influence has always been a thing forever. You know, who does my friend recommend? Who can I hold liable if something goes wrong? My aunt told me about this person, or my friend down the street, something goes wrong, I can talk to them. They can, you know, they're closer to the source. Social media is the same way. It's a tight sphere of influence that you have in your pocket all the time. So if you're looking for somebody, you know, even on Google, you Google Thomas David Salon. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook's going to be number maybe 3 or 4, depending on how many articles were written locally and everything like that. And obviously your website should be number 1. But your Facebook there, people are going to go there and see, you know, who's posting photos, who had a good experience, who had a bad experience. You know, it's essentially the TripAdvisor for everything, for personalities. It's a TripAdvisor for personalities. You want to go there and see people sharing, yada, yada, yada. And it really just combines TripAdvisor, Yelp, Google, all into one platform.
Yeah. Well, I love Facebook. I think I have to kind of pick and choose how I want my Facebook, and I do. You know, I don't want, you know, and the obvious, I don't like a lot of politics. Everybody says it, right? I don't like a lot of politics.
Right.
And I don't. I don't really care for politics. Mm-hmm. I pay attention to it more since kind of all the stuff that's kind of been brought up through the headlines and stuff, the news. I actually don't even watch the news anymore. Because the news is telling me that Facebook's trying to tell me how to think. And I'm like, well, aren't you trying to tell me how to think about Facebook? I got rid of them.
Loop, yep.
Yeah, so it's, I keep my, I enjoy my Facebook. I post a lot of fun stuff. But it's for me. You know, it's not a, I always say, if you're that critical of my Facebook, don't look at my Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really my, I'm allowing you to kind of watch my silliness, but
and that's the personality of that, and the personal, you know, experience of you and your interests, and just having a good time and everything mm-hmm. like that, or what businesses are really missing out on, because businesses say, "I have a message here. I'm selling it to you like it's a radio advertisement. We do this and this. Don't you want this?" It's like, no, get off my Facebook. Like, get away from me. I'm here to look at my family and like have fun. You know.
Well, and I don't. And there's people that love Facebook, and then there's people that hate Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like whether it's Facebook or Instagram, I almost think that the people that hate it just don't really understand how to use it. So that's their first knee-jerk reaction is, I hate Facebook. I don't use it. And they'll say something in the sense that makes you almost feel bad that you do. And I'm like, do you hate it or do you just not understand it? Because if you don't understand it or you need help, I'll help you. You know, just like the guys down at Titanic. Oh, Facebook.
Right.
No, we don't need Facebook. Yeah. I'm like, bro, you do. And then the employee's like, oh, I don't. I go, are you posting? I go, everything that goes out of this kitchen needs to be taken, have a picture taken of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show you're making food, if anything. Yeah. People go, oh, well, look at all the food going out. And, you know, the guy, the counter guy, the front guy working there, I'm like, the number one promoter of small businesses are their employees.
Yeah.
And
it's free.
It's free. As long as, you know, they're happy.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know. So I think for me, like getting into Facebook and whether it's, you know, doing these videos, I have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
I hate when people say it's, you know, poo-poo it. Like,
it's either the lack of understanding or it's not wanting to put their life on blast and they think that, you know, there's been a lot of scandal on Facebook as well with Cambridge Analytica, you know, out.
What's that?
That was the massive data breach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So...
And you know,
there
it's funny. My dad,
pros and cons.
My dad knew privacy.
Yeah.
You know, the Russians.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was in Vietnam. It was a different time.
Mm-hmm.
My generation, I know of privacy. I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
It's important, so to speak, I suppose. Maybe now it's just not. Maybe I'm more of aware of it because now someone's making money on my privacy.
Yeah.
That's annoying. But my kids, they don't know privacy.
Sure.
They don't know, and they don't care.
Even back, you know, it's iTunes user agreements in the early 2000s where, you know, that's when you sold your soul, and then everything there on out, I mean, credit card companies and Comcast and any cable bill you've ever paid, I mean, your information's out there. And so when there's an Equifax breach and then there's Cambridge Analytica selling your data, I mean, your data's out there. Everybody already has their hands on it. Just be careful.
Yeah.
From now. I mean, you can't do anything about it. And you've already kind of, you know, signed your life away in blood already with these different user agreements that you're not even reading. Of course, there's been court cases.
Well, and you know, and it's, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember the Jetsons. Everybody loved the Jetsons. We use that as an example all the time of what the future may look like. And, you know, you can't get in your car and then this thing pops up in your phone and says, Thomas David Salon, 11 minutes away, traffic light. I remember when that started, I was like, oh, shit, what's that? But, you know, now I look at it, okay, so, you know, it's a convenience.
It's a tool or convenience, or you're like, don't tell me what to do.
Right.
And I'm just going to throw this away. There's two different kinds of people, I think.
Yeah, and what's it like when you have to, I mean, I'm sure when you're, well, let's talk about what you do.
Okay.
Let's talk about that, and then we'll talk, and then I'll question the hell out of you about
it. Okay, that sounds good. So I am the CEO and creative director of Odyssey Narratives, which is a video production and branding company right here in Painter's Mill, where we're shooting this and where your salon is, obviously. And what we really focus on is we're good at video, video production of commercials, music videos, documentaries. We wanted to get into short form stuff, you know, real estate, all these different things, and have always had a passion for that. So we started our company, and then we realized that what something maybe people are lacking in around here as far as video and even photo go is they give you a photo or video and they say, okay, here you go. Good luck. Thanks for your business.
Right.
We wanted to say, okay, we're actually going to show you what to do with that. How can this help your company? Not only is that good for us to develop a relationship with these, you know, these companies and these businesses to say, you know, maybe you'll use this again, or, you know, here's, you know, it kind of in good faith saying, here's what you want to do with this. It really sets businesses up for being able to understand the market better, because a lot of people don't know why they would need video. And it's like, well, this is, it could actually, it's integral for this, this, and this. You can use it for this. So we opened the branding component of that, which would be website design, graphic design, marketing, social media, all these different elements. So, you know, our forte is video production, and out of necessity, we've developed the branding component of that to kind of integrate the two.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and I love you guys because, you know, you do a lot of work with guys next door over at Model Mortgage. And, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, I need to make this awesome video. I need to produce some fantastic video that's going to represent me forever.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, I don't know if you ever knew Matt Haley, but him and Rob used to make this series of little videos. And it was basically just, you know, Matt loved himself and he found Rob to document it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would make these little videos of, you know, just hanging out at the restaurant, chatting with people, just living. And it wasn't like this epic video. It was just a 3 or 4 minute little video, but it was, he would always keep putting them out.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, shit. These are good. And you do the same thing kind of down here with these guys. I mean, with
the skits and everything.
There's no limit with you boys. I swear. I mean, what was it? Halloween? Yeah. The Mario?
Luigi. And the vampire and the unicorn. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was doing with Rob with the other videos that I did. It was just fun little clips. You know, hey, they weren't that expensive. I mean, you know, I had to save a little money, but they were fun little clips. And people still come to me. Oh, those videos. So what I like about you guys is it's not the big epic movie. It's these fun clips mm-hmm. that keep people interested, that keep people coming back. Who was it? Who's the kid, the runner guy that's working with those over at Ocean Atlantic?
Nick.
Nick.
Yep.
Great kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling him, I mean, listen, if you're going to start creating a brand, and I'm, you know, you would know. This is my personal opinion. But I'm like, you know, create a character. Create a character that someone's going to enjoy. And I watch him doing that now. And it's not because of me. But I like what he does. It's like every day he checks in. A little video, a little thought. Just checking in. You know, it's Nick checking in. But I've always thought if I was going to sell real estate, it would be, you know, I would create a character. Maybe not somebody that – if you start getting people to view you that don't want to buy a house, that still are interested – you know, that's kind of, I think, success, right?
Yeah, because it's that seed in the back of your mind. It's like, who does real estate? You know, your friend shouts across a crowded room. You're like, I know, and just because of those videos.
Yep.
And it's your personality people are really buying onto.
Well, and the owner next door, he's funny. He's great at that, at Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at that, too.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's funny because you start doing stuff, and then right away the people start showing up.
Right.
Well, you got to do those videos. Why are you going to do that? And I'm like, do you want to learn how to do videos, or do you just hate?
Right.
And it's a good opportunity to say, I can't do this anymore. It's like podcasting. nobody likes this. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Right.
I won't be stopped. Neither will Dustin. You know, and I love that.
Yeah.
And usually when I see Dustin or when I see the folks over Modern Mortgage, I see you popping in every once in a while, too, and I know what's going on.
Yep. More to come. More to come, yeah.
So what is when you say, like, because Instagram has become this, you know, when we do 5 podcasts now. In fact, we do Full Send. We have 5 of them. So I have 5 Instagram accounts.
Yeah, wow.
And so I'm sharing about one account with another account. I'm tagging one account with another. I mean, it's maddening sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, there's a. Do you know Jordan Gum? She's a great girl. I need to introduce you because she's doing that. Well, Jordan, and then there's Ashley Kirk. She has visitrehoboth.com.
Okay.
But, you know, they've been helping me, kind of showing me about adding things and tagging things and hashtagging stuff. And it's crazy. What do you feel like when you're doing something, how do you handle that kind of thing? How do you teach people that?
Teach them the platform?
No, just like, and I don't want to give, don't give away your secrets.
They're not.
Yeah. But, you know, like if let's say Titanic Pizza wants to do an Instagram post, what do you suggest to them? Like,
okay, I understand. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a bit about understanding.
You know,
the platform,
maybe you can
yeah.
even explain what's the difference between hashtagging and adding?
Adding is for accounts. So adding is tagging an account, and that's people can click on and go to that profile, and they, you know, get a notification that they've been tagged in it, and then a hashtag is...
So add is like if I want to specifically tag another pizza. Let's say I feel like I have the biggest pizza, and I want to hashtag or at another pizza place who claims they have the biggest pizzas because I want them specifically to see my pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's adding. And then hashtagging, let's say if I just hashtag pizza, that's everybody that follows pizza.
That's anybody that would go to that hashtag or that's relevant to them or anything like that. Yeah, exactly. So it's a particular account or it's a tag. It's essentially a hyperlink you're creating by putting that pound symbol.
Okay.
That you can click on that and go to things. And that's where, you know, we'll back up and we'll talk about types of content first. And
yes.
then we'll get into tags. Types of content, me and my wife, who is also working with us in the business as a creative producer at Odyssey Narratives, we were talking about Instagram versus Facebook the other day a little bit, and something we kind of realized just based on how our own content is performing on our profiles is that Facebook is really great for pretty much a little bit of everything. It's longer copy, it's a story, it's a message, it's a video. It's really there to be an engaging platform and kind of create a connection with people. Instagram is really about a portfolio of a lifestyle and seeing behind the scenes and really wanting to live vicariously through other people and really wanting to see what it's like to be within their lives. That's not the place to write a book of a paragraph necessarily, unless that's your motivational speaker and people like reading that on Instagram.
Right.
It's not the place to really sell your business. It's a place to sell yourself and say that this is what we do. This is behind the scenes and yada, yada. And everybody does this, but posting the same thing on Facebook and Instagram simultaneously. Because they're two different platforms.
Right.
People do this nonstop, but then you'll see some accounts that really understand the platforms. And they'll post lifestyle content on Instagram, and then the longer form content that kind of you want to create a connection with on Facebook to kind of start that conversation.
Right.
And so that's pretty much what I would say. So if you're at the pizza place over here, you know, maybe you do Facebook Live and you talk about your business and you do this and you ask for people to tell their story in the comments. And then on, and let's say that's a thing. You set up all day for Facebook Live and you got lights and you got people hopping in and talking and doing stuff and you're answering questions. And then on Instagram, you post the behind the scenes. Hey, we're prepping today to do our Facebook Live. We can't wait to see you there. Here's me with my... We just dropped a bucket of sauce on the ground. Isn't this hilarious?
So like posting like story, the story...
The story of you, yeah, your lifestyle, and, you know, everything on Instagram is a little bit better than reality, right?
Well, do you find that, you know, because I've been on Instagram for a long time, and I used to just post pictures, and then all of a sudden, people were like, you got to start posting to your story. I'm like, oh, great. And then you bring up the story, and you add some funny faces and a bunch of junk on it, and you post it, and when it pops up, it's in your story, but it eventually goes away.
Right, so the story is just, it's... Because when you're posting on Instagram, you're creating a portfolio for yourself and your profile. It's always going to be there. And if you've been bonus points, if it has the same filter and it looks beautiful, you scroll through and it's just this one kind of color scheme and everything looks great. And you can tell who this person is by a quick scroll through. Story is just literally everything.
Wait a minute. I need to keep the same filter.
No. Some accounts do.
Oh, shit.
No. It's not. So you can to put that in. But
I saw this guy on Joe Rogan whose Instagram, I mean, he does everything in three pictures.
Yeah. So. So it's the
three
presentation.
Three pictures. And I was like, shit, that's really.
You'll see a lot of health and wellness, a lot of art. Artists, interior design accounts, whatever it may be, models, they all do similar filters, similar color schemes or whatever to give that, it's a presence within itself.
Mm.
And so experiment with it. Yeah. See if it performs. Get six or nine on there, whatever multiple of three you want, and see kind of how it starts to look together. Because, again, it's a presentation. It's not putting things out there and just seeing, it's not a Facebook timeline, because you can't see a Facebook timeline so structured at once as you can Instagram.
You can see sets of, there's probably what, four sets of three?
That what's that? Seeing? Oh, on a screen at a given time? Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's...
You can say, oh, I see what they're doing here.
It's that presentation, and it's always by three, so that's what people say. They post triples, and it looks like lines of this, and it looks blocks, and it's presentational. You know, it's a thing, it's a look within itself, and it's a stylistic difference than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, so it's selling a personality, it's selling, and again, it's slightly better than reality. It's life, it's edited photos, or it's this, and it's this. And the stories are literally, like, behind the scenes of behind the scenes.
Right.
So if Instagram is behind the scenes, that's your lifestyle, slightly manicured, slightly better. The story is, how did you get to there? So stories are really hot because it disappears. It's a Snapchat. It's a personal message to you. It feels personal.
Yeah. Well, and the worst part is that it's just kind of changed in like the last couple of years. A couple of years ago, it was just, I posted pictures of running.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I got to put it in threes. And now it's like, oh, God, I'm stressing.
Right. And that's why there are marketing teams. You know, that's why there's everything else. It's a full-time job, even Instagram itself. It's crazy.
Well, and now I just got somebody send me a message saying, oh, great Insta. Great Insta. Like,
hitting you with a slang.
Yeah, well, he wants me to reach out to him. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Not reaching.
Yeah. Out. You got to be careful with those people. Anyone that reaches out, like, hey, like, you know, we'd love to work together. They want money.
They want money.
They want money.
Well, and it's not that big of a deal to me. I'm getting old. Yeah. I'm barely hanging on. You know, I mean, and then I think that's also the other thing is it just becomes energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like to say I'm old, but when it comes to managing five Instagram accounts, I mean, literally, when we were doing this Delaware Live Music podcast, I mean, we're still doing it. We haven't done any in a while, but it would be a couple hours of hashtagging and doing all this stuff. And by the time I was done, I was a little bit mentally frayed.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're doing it, but you don't see the results.
Sure.
You just hope.
Yeah.
Right. The funniest thing I ever did was, or not the funniest, the cool, most, I don't even know what the word would be. I was at a Firefly, and we mentioned Firefly a little bit ago, but I was watching a band. I took a little video and I hashtagged them and they responded.
Nice.
Thanks, bro. You know, I was like, oh my God. And they got like 1,500 views. I was like, wow.
So you guys are tight now.
I was big. I was important for a moment.
Right.
But, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so, well, that's cool. You know, if people don't understand, I get it. It is. You almost just have to just kind of get into it and have fun with it.
Well, the hashtags, too. I mean, people, I think, make the mistake often of hashtag pizza, for example, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
How many tens of millions of posts are there with hashtag pizza?
Right.
And how many are coming out the exact second that yours is?
Right.
A lot.
Right.
If you did hashtag pizza Milton or hashtag, you know, anything else more specific, not hashtag Titanic pizzeria, pizza's good, Milton, but, you know, something slightly more specific that maybe has 10,000.
Well, and 20,000. I think people start to hashtag and they go, oh, there it is, and they just tap it. Like,
right.
Create your own hashtag.
Create your own hashtag. That's one thing to tie your content together, but really looking at what's a hashtag with things in, you know, 10 to 100,000 posts total. And it'll tell you, like, where it is. If it's in the millions, maybe skip it. You might get lucky if you put it out right then and there and it's perfect. It's right at the top of it. You might get lucky, especially if you have a lot of traction behind your account. But hitting the mid-range hashtags, again, between 10 and 100,000, that gives you a chance to actually be able to have people see that content when they're going through, and either they're going following hashtags so they can engage with it to get more followers for themselves, or they're just really interested in it. It gives you a lapse, because as soon as you post something, everything else that did that is going to get right to the top. And if they have more followers and they have more engagement, your post is gone.
Yep.
So start with that mid-range hashtag, work your way up, get lots of likes on that, and then go up from there.
Well, and this is for people, you know, there's a difference between what I do, which is just kind of putting it out there. And then there's really a business now in Instagram. There's really, yeah. I mean, and there's a really big business in people wanting to start a business in Instagram. So this is like, you know, for if you, and, you know, as an older guy, I roll my eyes a little bit as an I mean, we went to Mexico and watched these young people in Mexico just take pictures of themselves. I mean, literally, you know, it's kind of this cliche kind of thing. Oh, they just take pictures. They literally just took pictures of themselves.
Maybe they're paying their mortgage with those pictures.
Exactly.
Now, you know?
Well, it would, you know, it was like an entourage of people. It was like a few guys and like 10 beautiful supermodels.
It's the lifestyle.
Yeah.
They're called Instagram influencers because they want to influence others to think that I can live that life too if I follow this account.
Yeah.
And it's that lifestyle. I mean, it's not as prevalent on Facebook. The content is there, but the influence platform really is Instagram.
Well, and then how do you handle, because, you know, I thought I was doing well switching over to Instagram, but now there's TikTok. There's all these other things to keep up. Do you do Snapchat? Is that a viable?
No, that's more personal. We haven't gotten to the business side of things. Right. I haven't even really engaged with any businesses at all, hyper-local, on Snapchat ever.
Right.
There is something there. There's something to it, but I think it's a mistake to think that you can walk in with your business and try to deliver your message on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. I think it's even more hyper-personal.
Right.
Than anything else. Well, it's almost secretly personal. Yeah, if you did a Snapchat with Thomas David and all you did was, you know, take a great, you know, you did an amazing job on a haircut and you took a selfie with them with like one of the filters and that was your Snapchat, I think people would find that nice and charming and engaging, and that he's not selling me anything, he's not asking for anything, he's having fun.
Right.
I like that. I like every day is a new filter, whatever, every day is a new person. That's one way to approach it.
Right.
Not everyone has that necessarily.
Well, and I don't even have Snapchat. I feel like if I have Snapchat, I'm up to something shady.
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, I don't even have Snapchat. I don't have no app for that or nothing.
Well, because then you got 5 Instagram accounts, and then you got Snapchat, and then you got to look at the other ones.
Well, and the other thing is, so I had this girl, OG KDP from, I don't know, she's over in Maryland somewhere. She's an influencer. And she came on the podcast, awesome. She may even podcast one day for me. We have to figure out logistics and stuff. But she's like, come on, let's do a TikTok video.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, all right. And I tried, and I was like, oh, I can't do that dance. And then I'm like, I probably shouldn't even do this. This looks like a long conversation with my wife.
Right.
So I skipped it. But these things keep popping up, and the younger, it's almost like you have to be the... They're almost for the younger folks because you almost have that kind of energy. Like I was like, I can't do this TikTok dancing. Are you on TikTok?
Not on TikTok, but it is definitely the new Vine, if you remember Vine at all.
Yep.
It's the new Vine, right, but in a much more social way, and it's really engaging. It's fascinating to see that it's full of challenges. I wouldn't say that it's for young people, but it's definitely for the young at heart. People want to see, you know, 55-year-old uncle trying to get on a hoverboard and wipe out. And they make a music video out of it. Yeah, exactly.
My son just watches it. He loves it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
loves TikTok. The same with Vine when I was that age. I mean,
he's like, Daddy, I could take that watch and get 5,000 views of it. I'm like, really? I mean, it just keeps coming. Now, you know, I think the ability to get people to watch you is what, in the end, is most important.
Yeah.
Incorporating small business into that is what we try to do, what you try to do. You know, at some point you're like, I'm not sure. I guess you could do like a pizza hitting the table, you know, maybe somehow incorporate that into
TikTok. Or, you know, Salt Bae just with pepperonis, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Just something silly like that. But, man, it's tough enough with the things that we have right now to be, I won't be going into TikTok anytime soon.
Sure.
So what do you think? You have to have, it's not, you can't, in this day and age, I mean, you don't have to be great at it, but you still have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, again, I think that.
As far as social media.
Yeah, social media as a general term, 100%. And again, I think that a lot of people get overwhelmed because they say, should I be on this or this or this or this or this? There's, you know, 15 relevant platforms total. And it really comes down to, you know, what do you want out of it? If it's purely to be social, put all of your time and energy into understanding the two most like core fundamental platforms there are, and then branch out to the others, because you're going to become diluted. You're going to not, and it's all going to come across as a mess, and you're not going to do yourself any favors for anything.
Is it tough when you take a person like someone, an older generation, older than I am, and try to explain to them how important that is?
It's not difficult to do. I think that people haven't seen it put into practice, and if there isn't an opportunity to explain things to them, then they just kind of, you know, like anybody else would. You know, I've made it this far in life. I don't need anything new. I'm doing fine. It's really being able to explain to them. It's like, yeah, you're fine. Your business is fine, but your business is new business, and new business is doing this.
Yeah.
And here's how people are communicating now. it's, you know, it's like not having your name in the Yellow Pages 20 years ago. You know, you would be, if you're a business in the area, people are going to go to that, or 30 years ago, whatever it would have been. I mean, it's really understanding that this is where people are going. You have to be there. It's not saying get a Snapchat, get a TikTok. You're not going to. That's a, I feel like that's a waste of time. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time to get these platforms, yep, to get yourself in there when you haven't really even started anything successful to begin with. If you're killing it on Facebook, you're killing it on Google, start a YouTube channel.
Right.
Killing it on YouTube. Okay, now I'm on Instagram because it's a natural progression. And then I'm, you know, LinkedIn because I've started
to
understand that.
Do you use Twitter a lot?
No, we understand the platform. We've used it for clients and everything like that. We don't personally use it. It's a news-based platform.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of businesses just try to put their things out there on there. If you don't have something to say that's hilarious, worthwhile, informative, or breaking news, there's not a whole lot left that you can do there.
Right.
If you're a brand and people want to hear from you, you could say anything on anything, and people are going to want to hear what you have to say. It's just another platform to get into.
Yeah, I feel like Twitter's great for the popular kids. Like you almost need, like, you know, my son, they follow 21 Pilots on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great place. It's not a place to like build a brand. It's a tough gig.
It's a brand maintenance platform, and right, it's the text or the book version of Instagram, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So while Instagram is selling the lifestyle and visuals, Twitter is memes and GIFs and funny things and slogans and life lessons and hilarious, you know, colloquies and everything else. It's the book version of Instagram in a way. It's living somebody else's life and being in their head in a way that no other platform can.
Well, and I think the biggest reason for the Facebook is, or for Facebook, because a lot of people like to support. You know, I don't know if it's just the time that we live in now. I don't recall, and I mean, we didn't have Facebook back when I was a little kid. But you know, if you went out somewhere to eat, you didn't take a picture of your food and then share it with all your friends and say, "What an amazing restaurant!"
Polaroid and mail,
right?
It out.
Yeah, exactly. But now, you know, we like doing that.
Yeah.
I always take, whenever we go eat, I always take pictures of my food. People are like, why do you got to take pictures of your food? That's weird. So why do you care, first of all?
Right.
Second of all, maybe I want to post this and try to promote this restaurant. I mean, you know, it's, you know, why, shut up.
Right.
But, you know, that's what people like to do. I love doing that. I love shining a little light on any place.
And that's the most important thing. If you like doing it, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a new business and you're like, I love all the platforms, I want to do them all, then do them all. I'm not, you know, there's nothing saying that you shouldn't do them all. But if you're like, I feel so overwhelmed, just take a breath. You don't need to do everything.
Do you have any photography suggestions?
Photography suggestions?
Yeah, like if I'm going to take a picture of my soup.
Your soup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like if I'm gonna post this picture, you know, you can see a shitty picture, right?
Sure.
And then you can have some little style,
yeah,
little personality to your picture. Do you share pictures? I know that, you know, like if I take something, I like to put a little angle on it. I like to come at it from,
yeah,
a little bit below. Well, do you have any suggestions for someone that might be out there ready to?
If we're talking food pictures, I don't take food pictures myself. But if we're going to break down, if I were to write a quick book on, you know, food angles.
A help book.
Self-help book on food angles.
Pictures for dummies.
I would say if there's texture to it, side, 3/4 is always great.
Nice.
If it's flat, you know, if you're talking minestrone, maybe you want to do that 3/4 angle. If you're talking like a broth.
Oh.
Maybe you want to go.
Should we try to get
the shape
steam,
of the bowl
steam in there?
Over top. Steam's always good.
Yeah. Straight on, little angle.
And filters will always help you too. And you know what? It's funny because people in pictures will always perform better. So if you can find a random person to just be in the photo or hold the food or pretend they're eating it or whatever, get a personality in there, it's going to perform better. And just test that yourself. So instead of taking a photo of your food, you know, unmanned food that could be at a, you know, stranger's table, anybody in front of it, someone take a picture of you, anything, it's going to perform better.
Right.
And go through your feed right now and look at all the pictures of you in them versus you not in them or no people in them. I guarantee all the ones of you on Instagram have performed better.
We just recently went to the new Dogfish Head. I had never been there. I had been eating at the old Dogfish Head.
Downtown.
The old Dogfish Head, I had eaten there. It was terrible. Couldn't even eat that food. Stuck with me. I was like, I am never going back there.
Yeah.
And my in-laws were in town. They're like, we want to go to the new Dogfish Head. I was like, all right. Amazing food.
Yeah.
Amazing place. Sorry, Dogfish Head, if I ever badmouthed you prior to that. Great food. Took a lot of great pictures. A lot of people were like, oh my God, I hadn't been there yet. You know, if we can help, Why not?
Helping the community and social media is the best way to do that. It's free. If you find joy in it, that's a plus. And if others are going to be turned on to something that you're into, that's a plus.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit. How are we doing on time? Got a little more time. Have you gotten any phone calls?
Two messages.
Oh, shit. So the you mentioned to me about Firefly maybe being canceled because of the coronavirus.
What are your thoughts on that? Well, and that is not anything that's been...
It's not official.
There's no official. There's no... That's like through the grapevine, I heard something gossip.
Well, so Pearl Jam just announced after 6 years, there's a spring tour.
I saw that. Well, it's the first leg they're canceling, right?
They canceled the spring
version. Coachella, they pushed back until October from April. South by Southwest is canceled, and the ramifications are so bad that they may have to cancel it next year.
So I was... Yesterday, until about 9 o'clock, I was like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I watched Joe Rogan's podcast last night. I don't know if anybody saw it with this CDC expert out of the University of Michigan. He kind of freaked me out.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, this shit's pretty bad. And, where we have the regular flu, we always get, it's the flu. Shut up, it's the flu. Wash your hands. The problem is that a lot of people get the flu vaccine. We get a lot of people get shots. I didn't get it, but a lot of people do. The guy said if we had a vaccine that would help block this 50%, it would be better than what we're getting ready to go through. Apparently, it's going to, I don't want to start any trouble, but apparently it's going to get bad. Like, we are just seeing the beginnings of it. You know, it's like 1 + 1, now you got 2, 2 + 2, now you got 4, sure. 4 + 4, and it's going to slowly blow up.
Yeah.
And I always thought that my feelings were, it's always, wash your hands, sneeze into your sleeve, yada, yada, yada. Well, this guy's like, oh, it's all airborne. You breathe it in.
Yeah, I mean, the latency could be 10 minutes. Someone could cough. 10 minutes later, you walk through in an airport or anything else, and you have it. I mean, the big thing that I'm reading, though, is that it's a terrifying thing. It's spreading so quickly compared to the flu, yada, yada. Look at 2019 death rates for flu, though, in the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. This is, it's an upper respiratory infection, essentially, is what CV-19 is. I think that the perspective on it is just mass pandemonium, and that's making a lot of people freak out, and it's causing a lot more. It's very serious. I think that you need to be careful, but, they're closing universities and shutting all these things down and yada, yada, all these precautions. Because it's spreading so quickly, and I don't think that we're going to see it hit the level of something like influenza killing thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
No, but what's probably going to happen, and this guy was talking about it last night, is that, they're going to start quarantining people. People are not going to want, they're going to close schools. They don't want to spread it. They're closing these events because, if one person has it, you could literally give it to 1,000 people at a concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
The good thing is you don't turn into a zombie.
That's very true.
It is just the flu. But I don't want to, I don't think I've ever, in 52 years, I don't think I've ever had the flu. Have you?
Had the flu. Probably variations of it, yes.
I mean, I've been sick.
Been sick.
I said, oh,
been,
God.
Been real sick before.
People say that if you get the flu, you're down. You can be down literally for 5 days. Muscle aches, fever. I've never been that sick. Maybe I've had a version of it.
When I was young, I think I had,
But
that's it.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't like to get all wrapped up in it. But at the same time, I watched this guy yesterday who apparently gave this speech to 400 investors on Friday. And that was a big part of the reason the stock market crashed on Monday. Because these people were like, oh, shit. It's serious. Watch the guy's podcast. He's a good guy. He's like, listen, it is what it is. This is the facts.
Yeah.
The reason we're doing all this is because it's... We don't want it to spread.
Yeah, I think people just need to just be very careful, be smart, chill out more than anything else because it's freaking people out and people are clearing shelves and stores like it's the end of days and the fallout.
You don't want to get stuck in your house for a week with no toilet paper.
You don't want to get stuck in your house, but do you need 3 months' supply of hand soap? Maybe not because maybe someone actually needs it. And
yeah.
You have 10 cases in your garage. For something that may be around for another couple months. And it may come back in the fall. So, but do you need toilet paper through now to the fall? You don't.
Well, I hope they don't. We're supposed to go to this big movie album release thing for Pearl Jam And I'm hoping they don't cancel. But then I was laying in bed last night going, do I want to be in a movie theater with a bunch of people? I don't know. Well, and the other guys, the other thing he said is, listen, you know, take care of yourself. People that are in good shape, good health, they do better. Yep. If you're overweight, obese, smokers beware.
Sure.
People with high blood pressure, he says, make sure you take your medicine. This will attack, if you get it, let's hope nobody gets it, but if you get it, this will attack the weak and the supple. So take care of yourself. I went for a run this morning. I feel great. Yeah. You know, I mean, don't do drugs.
Right.
Like Matt used to say, don't smoke crack and pay for hookers. You should be fine. Well, listen, Jordan, I know you're a busy guy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I really
wanted
to just say thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
You know,
I
came to you when I was at, we're up to 12,000 listeners.
That's great.
And 5 podcasts. And I'm not sure that if you wouldn't have been there to help me, because at that moment, I was stuck. And I just didn't know anything about it, and I'm old, so my patience was very short, and you were there to help me. And I'm not sure that if you wouldn't have been able to, if you wouldn't have helped me, I probably would have figured it out. But it was a big step.
I'll take the first half of that.
Yeah, take the credit. And I just want to say thank you, man. I appreciate it. And if you need to, if I can do anything to help you, let me know. And that's it, man.
All right. Appreciate you very much, Tom.
All right, brother. Have a great day, bud.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye.